Let's stay with the entertainment industry because an Australian tax incentive threatens to stunt the growth of New Zealand's lucrative video game industry. Earning more than $400 million export dollars a year, the sector has stalled as some of Aotearoa's biggest game makers opt to expand into Australia rather than here at home. Our reporter Felix Walton has more.
Stephen Knightley is the Chief Operating Officer of Rocketworks, one of the country's largest game developers. He says the industry mostly flies under the radar.
I think the games industry in New Zealand is one of our hidden secret gems. You know, it earns $400 million of export dollars a year. It wins global awards. It's bigger than Australia's entire games industry. And if we could just give it the support it needs, it's an absolute winner for the New Zealand economy.
But now he worries that New Zealand could be overtaken by its bigger neighbour.
The industry had been growing quite nicely, something like 30% growth every year. But certainly in the last 2 years, we have seen that growth just stop and plateau, largely because Australia is coming in with crazy salaries and poaching the senior people from those teams.
Australia offers an industry-wide tax offset of 30%, a massive incentive on its own. But some states push it even further, returning 45 cents on every dollar. Wellington studio Pickpock employs more than 200 people. But Chief Executive Mario Wynan says some of his most experienced staff are being poached.
A company like ourselves, you know, we've lost just to Australia alone 15 people since the start of last year. And, you know, that's pretty significant.
And it's not just workers being tempted across the Tasman. Pickpock itself has been approached to open a new office in Australia.
I love New Zealand. The last couple of years has been really tough, though, and that, you know, now looking at what Australia is offering, you know, we are talking to the different states right now about what the opportunities might be.
Stephen Knightley tells a similar story about Rocketworks.
We met up with them when we visited Queensland and Brisbane, checked out locations, visited a university. We absolutely want to keep the team we have here in New Zealand, but our choice now is the next 50 jobs we create. We have the ability to choose where we put them. And if they give us 45% back, it just makes sense.
Chelsea Rapp is the chairperson of the New Zealand Game Developers Association. The industry is asking the government to back a tax incentive scheme to support gaming companies to stay in Aotearoa. Ms. Rapp says this could see the industry soar. She says other countries are already backing that potential.
I mean, we're light years behind. A really good example is Finland, right? They created really the first game dev incentive, and now their games industry is worth $5 billion every year. They're about the same size as New Zealand, so imagine the difference it would make if our industry was worth $5 billion instead of half a billion.
Chelsea Rapp says if the industry doesn't get government support this year, it will contract and lose jobs, which won't come back.